Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, October 20th, 2009. Two reported dead in the Gaza Strip as nine were kidnapped by the military in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A Palestinian child was announced dead on Tuesday as he was prevented from leaving the Gaza Strip to get life-saving medical care he needed. Doctors reported that Tamer Al-Sakani, 13 years old, was suffering from cancer and needed urgent care outside Gaza, but the Israeli military refused to grant the boy the permission he needed. The Palestinian Health Ministry in Gaza announced that with Tamer's death, the total number of patients that have died because of the Israeli siege on Gaza since June of 2007 has now reached 360. Also in the Gaza Strip, one Palestinian man was killed and six others were injured on Tuesday midday while working in a tunnel near the southern Gaza borders with Egypt. Witnesses said that a tunnel lever used by the men to lift supplies out of the tunnel collapsed, dragging the seven men down with it. Doctors at the nearby Rafah hospital said that one man arrived dead to the emergency room, while the six others sustained moderate wounds. Since Israel besieged the Gaza Strip in June 2007, the tunnels between Gaza and Egypt became the source of much-needed medical and food supplies to the 1.5 million Palestinians living there. Elsewhere, the Israeli military kidnapped on Tuesday nine Palestinian civilians during invasions targeting a number of West Bank communities. Local sources reported invasions and kidnappings in Qalqilya and Tul Karim cities, both in the northern West Bank, in addition to Ramallah in the central West Bank and Hebron in the south. The Israeli Army Radio reported that all those kidnapped were moved to military detention camps for questioning. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Bannoura.